Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ravens were on the field today for OTAs. They'll be back Thursday and Friday and then 4 days next week. Now these are all open to the media. Thank you, Harbs. And joining us now, a man who was there covering it for us here at 105.7 The Fan. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It is our own Cordell Woodland. And Cordell, thank you as always for joining us. So anything stand out other than who wasn't there? And again, it's optional, so nobody has to be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly it for the most part, who's there and who's not. And like you said, it's June, the start of June now. I'm not really losing sleep off some of the big names that weren't there, like Lamar, like Kyle Hamilton. Not really worried about that. But it is a difference when Lamar's not there. Practice looks totally different. And one of the questions that I had, at least coming into this year, you know, the backup quarterback situation, they bring in Cooper Rush, and I think that's an upgrade from what mm-hmm. they've had here recently. So I was curious to see what it looked like with him throwing the ball a little bit. And look, it's June 3rd today, so I'm not casting any judgments, but it wasn't as sharp as I thought that maybe it would be today with some of the passes. And, you know, it's very light. Nobody's going totally 100% of a lot of the times, but that was one thing that I tried to take out of today is, okay, let's see what this does look like when Lamar's not out there. And as usual, it wasn't great.
For the past 20 odd years, this team had been perfectly fine to abide by the bare minimum of access and, you know, what had to be open in the offseason. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of last week, it changed. Have you pondered at all why that is? Who's behind it? Is this a Steve Bisciotti thing? Is this a Sashi Brown thing?
Harbs.
Is if it's Harbs, why would Harbs all of a sudden now want the media there 3 days a week? Do you have any theories about this?
I mean, you know, I think this time of year, like you said, it's voluntary. So I think that Harbs has probably got us out there, you know, just to
take attendance. See who's volunteering?
Who's there. To see who's there, who's not, you know. And, you know, obviously Lamar is always going to be the first name that's mentioned as to who's there and who's not. I don't know. Maybe that's something that Harbs, I'm sure he doesn't like. And he said it in the past. He would love to have perfect attendance. I don't know, you know, how upset he truly is that Lamar isn't there. But I'm sure he'd like him to be there. Me personally, and who cares what I think? I know Harbs
I do.
But like I said, I appreciate that. I don't think it's that important for a guy like him to be there. Certain people need to be there, and a lot of those guys I think are. And there are a few other guys like Bateman and some other people. We haven't seen Awuzie yet, so we'll see what's going on with that situation. But you know, a guy like Lamar, we know what we're getting with number 8 when he's on the field. I think he understands his importance to his team, and the weight that he carried for them.
Lamar had a historic year last year. The Ravens offense had a historic year last year, Cordell. But looking at this offense, year three of Todd Monken, could it be better? Can it be better? What differences could we see in year three?
Well, I mean, better is like, I guess that's subjective because they have been borderline pretty much the best offense in the Todd Monken era. So statistically, it's nothing more they can do. It's a boring answer, but it with them, only one time of year really matters outside of something catastrophic happening and them fighting tooth and nail to get into the postseason, something like that. But January is what matters for them. So for them offensively, can they cut down on the turnovers in the meaningful games? Can they be at their best when they have to be at their best? We've seen them do it in week 12. We've seen them do it week 8. You know, when are we going to start to see them do it in week 20, week 21? That's kind of, I think, for them as an offense. They've shown the ability to hit down the field as well as short range in the passing game. They've gotten everybody involved. That's something that we've been asking for in the Lamar era for a while. That's actually happened over time. And with them adding talent, the run game is as good as it gets. The offensive line is more stable than it was coming into the year last year. So I think for them, it's just about being at your best when you have to be. But offensively, they have to cut down on the turnovers in the postseason.
Talking with Cordell Woodland, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's switch gears to the O's, Cordell, and they did sweep the White Sox, but it was far from pretty. They've won 6 of 8. How are you feeling about the O's as they start a series in Seattle tonight?
I mean, I've been joking with people like, you know, the O's are back. You know, 6 of 8, come off a sweep of who's worse, and they weren't the worst. And Colton Cowser's back in the lineup and stuff. Charlie Morton remembered how to pitch. And, I mean, things are slowly coming together.
Yeah,
but it was the White Sox, like you mentioned. And I don't think that all is right over there. I mean, you just watch a little bit of that series, especially Sunday's game. I mean, you see why the Orioles are in the predicament that they're in right now. And now they go out west. They take on a tough Seattle team right now. So I'm curious to see what they look like tonight. But you know, with, like I said, with Kowser coming back and Westberg on his way back, you know, Jackson Holliday and O'Hearn playing the way that they are, and Gunnar, you know, showing signs of himself, and the pitching is stabilizing. I mean, it's happening a little bit. But the question is, will it be able to come together quick enough for them to really make a run at this?
Adley Rutschman. We've got a poll up. We'll talk about it in the next segment. We've been getting different people's opinions on this. He seems to me to be fairly broken right now. And we can go back to last June 20th and look, let's go back to the start of the 2024 season. 201 games. He's got a 690 OPS, just 24 home runs in his last 201 games, just a 314 on base in his last 201 games since the start of 2024. And the defense has slipped every year. Does he need to go to Norfolk and put himself back together?
I mean, is that the solution? I mean, I feel like this is a guy that has shown that he can play at the highest level at a certain points in his career. I'm just dumbfounded how he could be at where he was and end up where he is now for such a, you know, he's been at this point and really been free falling, like you said, going back to last year. I'm just in awe at that. I do feel like he still can be fixed. It's in there. We've seen it. I mean, it's in there. I don't know if Norfolk is going to be the thing that fixes it for him. I almost feel like, in a way, it'd be counterproductive because that's about as low as it gets for somebody that was on the pedestal that he was on. He was thought to be the face of this rebuild, and he was the guy that kickstarted it all. That. With this season going the way that it is and it already looking like the Orioles taking a step back, Adley Rutschman going to AAA, I mean, that's a silencer, like the LeBron silencer, the deflator right there. Nobody's talking in the warehouse at that point. It's uncomfortable. So I don't know if they'll go to that point, because I feel like that's a signal of the alarms are ringing, which they should be at this point.
Well, Cordell, what about another former high pick in Heston Kerstad? It's been rough seeing him out there defensively and him getting picked off at third after the triple. We know that this team's getting healthier and Colton Cowser got activated. Is Heston Kerstad on the clock? Do you see him going back down?
Yeah, I do. I just think it's a matter of time before that happens. As they're getting healthier, he's not doing himself any favors, because the stars have kind of aligned for him in a weird way. As bad as the season has gone for the Orioles, for him, it's worked out with the Cowser injury, and you know, now Mullins on the IL and Carlson. It's like they needed outfielders, and so he has gotten opportunities. And at the start of the year, sure, it took some time, but out of necessity, they've had to play him a lot, and he just hasn't done a lot with those opportunities. And you know, that triple, that was kind of microcosm of how his year has gone. He hits the triple and almost probably should have gotten thrown out at third base anyway, but then ends up getting thrown out at third base. And it's just bad for Heston. The defensive plays, sometimes I find myself, I may be trying to make an excuse for him, like, man, that's a tougher play than, you know, I think he's getting credit for. But also, the routes he takes they make it a tougher play. So I do think he's a guy that is a prime AAA candidate for sure once it all starts, once all the bodies really get back out there.
Cordell, when are you and Beltway Ben back?
We're back Thursday, so another day for OTAs, Ravens OTAs. I'll be out there that day. We got the NBA Finals kicking off Thursday night, so that'll be good. Tibbs relieved of his duties. A lot of that going on these days. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll have a lot of talk about Thursday night.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Morgan Atsett's going to join us at 5:30. We'll talk Ravens and O's with her then. But coming up next, it's time for Totally Radley. And this used to be a very positive segment, but we take a look at the two catchers in this series, and one of them is a bright face franchise catcher aircraft carrier, and the other's Adley Rutschman. What the heck's going on? We discuss.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Next year on the Fan. Orioles and Mariners, they play a three-game series starting tonight at 9:40. First pitch, 6 o'clock, Baltimore Baseball Night. Bone and Ryan Ripken. We have the Mariners lineup. Cal Riley is batting fourth and playing catcher. We assume Adley Rutschman will be catching and batting second because that is what he does.
Birthright.
Yes. Despite the fact that he hadn't hit in a while. But, Jason, you were looking at the numbers, and it's obscene the difference in these two guys.
I mean, Cal Riley's got – and look, they're both switch hitters. They're both between age 27 and 28. Adley, obviously the first pick in 2019. Cal Riley, a third-round pick in 2018. Similar service time, similar career number of plate appearances. Cal Riley, 2013 career plate appearances. Adley, 2008. So basically identical. Cal Riley has 23 home runs this year. Adley Rutschman has 24 home runs in his last 201 games. So we can start there. Yeah. Cal Riley's got 33 extra base hits in 58 games this year. Adley Rutschman has 54 extra base hits in his last 201 games. That's since the start of the 2024 season. There is no comparison. Cal Riley's third in the league in slug. Last time I checked, Adley this year was 289 out of 311 qualified.
That's not third.
Hitters in slug. Yeah, he's one guy's third in slug. The other guy's 289. Now that for Adley, that goes back to last June. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's not a fair comparison anymore. And Adley has also regressed defensively, while Cal Riley has overcome some of his defensive hiccups to get a little better in that regard. But you can drill down on Adley Rutschman's first 2 years versus the last 2 years, and it's a stark comparison. His first 2 years, 2022, 2023, in 154 games, 70 extra base hits and an 809 OPS. In 200 games since, 54 extra base hits, as I noted, and a 690 OPS. That's over 200 game sample size. Okay. Adley Rutschman, his first 2 years, got on base 37.5% of the time. The last 2 years, he's got a 314 on base. So, like, that's not even a strength. And this includes the start to last year. This is since the start of 2024. His first 2 years in the league, he walked over 13% of the time. The last 2 years, he walks under 10% of the time. That's something that is at his control, something, you know, each at-bat, each plate appearance, he can manipulate. He's fallen off considerably in that regard. His first 2 years in the league, he hit a fly ball 35% of the time. The last 2 years, he hits a fly ball 43% of the time. That's alarming because he doesn't hit it with power anymore. So it's a lot of pop-ups. It's a lot of warning track fly balls. It's a lot of infield fly situations. Again, from 35% fly ball rate to 43% the last 2 years. That's a problem. His first 2 years in the league, he went opposite field 29% of the time. The last 2 years, just 23% of the time. I think it's alarming. I think it's kind of sad. And I do think he needs a reset in AAA. And I don't think anything's going to change until they've got to at some point look at this as like, if we keep doing what we're doing, it's going to be a sunk cost. Like, the deeper he goes into this hole, the harder it is to get him out of it. And maybe he needs to be away from the limelight and away from this team and ride the buses, not for three games like Colton Cowser played three games in Norfolk before he came up.
He's ready.
In Aberdeen before that. He needs to ride the buses for a couple of weeks and let's see his approach change and let's see him get back to basics behind the plate. Well, this is a large sample size of ineffectiveness.
Well, what do the people think? We have a Twitter poll from yesterday that has gone final. It's sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. You gave all the numbers. What should the Orioles do? Over 500 votes. Drop to the bottom of the order, 46.9%. Send him to AAA for a reset, 36.1%. Don't do anything, 9.4%. And bench him for a few days, 7.6.
You can go to i8157 The Fan to vote on that poll it's and over. All polls. But you can't vote on that poll, yes. Right. But all other polls you can go.
I mean, you could try.
You can, yeah, yeah, you can you make the attempt, try, but certainly. It's close, yes. But you, our next poll.
Maybe Beltway Ben can figure out a way to open the poll back up. Yeah. Beltway Ben's very good at technology. Maybe he could crack that poll back open.
Coming up next, though, what is Morgan Atsett think the Orioles should do with Adley Rutschman? What you think of OTAs? Ravens back on the field today. Morgan Atsett, Fox 45 Sports, joins us now.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Next here on The Fan. It's OTA season for the Ravens. Orioles start a three-game series in Seattle tonight. 9:40 first pitch, Baltimore Baseball tonight. Bone and Ryan Ripken at 6 o'clock. But let's talk both now as we head up to the Window Nation guest hotline where Morgan Atsett, Fox 45 Sports, joins us. And Morgan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We just got finished talking about Adley Rutschman, who quite frankly has been bad lately, and we're trying to figure out what the Orioles should do with Adley Rutschman other than keep batting him second every day. we've suggested, Jason has suggested sending him down for a reset. At the very least, they got to drop him in the lineup, don't they?
His average is better at third. Him from third.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's one of the biggest, can't say didn't see it coming with how they performed at the end of the back half of last season and him being in that group as well. And then just what has happened this season. It's, on a human level, I feel bad for the guy. I don't really understand what it is. At the end of last season, it was kind of just like thinking and hoping at the end of the year, we would hear it was the hand, wrist, whatever, you know, an injury. And that would make more sense. And then, no, he's fine. That was not an issue. And it's like, okay, well, wow. I really thought maybe something like that would be what is going on here, just trying to play through something and address it in the off season. But this kind of just screams mental loss. I don't want to say pressure. The pressure is there always when you're one of one, but and you have this rebuild and this on your shoulders and you're the face of it. And once you get it started, it does well. But the pressure should be off as you get older and get better. And he doesn't have to carry the load now. He's got Gunnar Henderson. Colton Cowdery has been injured coming back tonight, but look at what he did last season. As far as a lineup standpoint, and then they get Jackson Holliday and he's up, you would think the pressure wouldn't be that, but it's just such, I mean, I'm at a loss of words of trying to answer it because you don't know how to answer it. What should they do? What can they do? I don't know. I mean, drop them down. I mean, that makes the most sense. That's what you would do with any player that was struggling at this level. You wouldn't put them in the two spot. All right, go all right, get rid of the switch. I mean, it worked for Cedric Mullins years back when he was struggling and dropped the switch hitting. I mean, he is batting better as a right-handed hitter, which is something he worked on to improve because that's not how he came into this thing. But other than those little minor tweaks, I know, I guess, I think like last month when I first spoke to you, like I was like, drop the catching, just focus on the hitting. Mm-hmm. That's something I'd like to see. I know they're not there yet. They could be there by this summer with Basayo. So those are options, but right now it's like it's just something that he's going to have to get out on his own. And hopefully you rely on what got you here, how great you were in college, how highly touted you were, how you got drafted in your first two seasons. I have to believe that sample size is more than this last year and a half, but I don't know what it is since we know it's not an injury.
Morgan, last time we saw the Orioles on the field was Sunday, and Charlie Morton had a second straight quality start. Are you buying his turnaround?
I asked someone jokingly, can you win comeback player of the year in the same year? Can you be so bad beginning and then come back and get it? That answer is a no. I knew that, but it's a joke. I am buying that he and the rest of the rotation have turned a corner in the last 2 weeks. I don't know how long it will last. And that they are doing what they should have always done and what you needed them to do when you had so many injuries right out of the gate of not having Grace Rodriguez. And then Zach Eflin goes down. And I know Eflin's back, obviously. But when that happens, you were hoping that they could do enough to keep the O's in it. And then the lineup could do what needed to be done to produce. It's not asking a lot of on day one when you see this O's lineup and everything they've done the last 2 years as well and these guys and the new talent that's come up, that they should be getting 4 to 5 runs a game. That is not crazy to ask that and to ask the starting pitching to tread water and do what they need. So they've stepped up. Now it's time for the lineup to step up and as a team collectively to stack wins. I know it's against the White Sox, but you still have to play the game. And you prove that you're not the worst team in the American League. Can you go out to Seattle and beat a division winner? And then can you beat a really bad team at the bottom of that same division in your next series? And that's going to be the telling tale for the Orioles, but they got a lot of work to do. They're going to have to go on a twin streak, right? When the O's face the Twins, they need that double digit stacking them to give some sort of hope of, I mean, this season it's very slim, but that everything you've worked at and you rebuild in the last 2 years, that there still is something that you can get out of this season for next year to go all in.
A late start tonight. So as Gigi mentioned, we're waiting on the lineup. We expect Adley to be batting second and we expect Colton Cowdery to be somewhere up high in it. Maybe this is just us, but we, on many occasions, whether it was Austin Hayes or Cedric Mullins or any number of players who've been injured, we've Westberg last year found ourselves saying, wow, that guy spent a lot less time in minor league rehabs than we thought he might. And then they come up here and a lot of times they tend to struggle like Gunnar and Westy earlier this season. Only 3 AAA games for Colton Cowdery, who missed 2+ months on the IL. Yeah. Any, do you ever think the way we think? Are you ever like, boy, I kind of thought he might have spent a week or maybe 10 days there before to really get his timing back before he's ready to come try to save this like failing team?
Right. Well, he went 2-for-4 Sunday. I think everything he's done in those games, that sample size, like, yeah, you're ready. I think a lot of it just has to do with we need to get this thing going. And what better way than to have the guy that, gosh, the fourth game of the season, you don't have Colton Cowdery. That's huge. That can't be said enough. We've talked so much about starting pitching, but that injury is massive to this lineup. And I think more of that rush is, obviously, I think he's, from a medical standpoint, good to go. Like, does he need more minor league games to get your timing, like you mentioned? Maybe in a perfect world, yes, but not when you're in the position that they are in. They need to do something. And I thought that was the month of May that they need to do it, but now I'm going to say it's the month of June. And I don't know what it's going to be and what it's going to look like, but Colton Cowser being back and producing is a huge step in getting in that direction.
Talking with Morgan Adds.
I think Westberg gets more time down, getting right. Mm-hmm. He looked kind of lost when he was up here anyway. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and then he had the setback as he was running on the bases. Right. So as they tried to get him back, I guess, too quickly, as Jason would say. We're talking with Morgan Adds. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's switch to the Ravens. How fired up are you about OTAs and the fact that Harb's opened all these bad boys up to the media?
Guys, they look so good in their T-shirts and shorts and helmets. Let me tell you. No, it's fun. I mean, I like it. I enjoy football. It's my favorite thing from a professional standpoint to cover. It's fun when you have a professional football team and that keeps you kind of a year-round sport. And they've been so great, and the team is so stacked, and yet we're kind of just waiting for that next shoe to drop for them to get past January. But I mean, it's great. It's nice that it's open. We get to see it. We get to watch it all. I mean, we don't get that. We get that in camp. We don't get to shoot it and show the video and show things, but there's not a lot happening now. This is just to, like, get the guys in the building, get everybody on the same page, especially the young players, new players, anyone coming off an injury, anyone that needs a massive jump in their year. It's just a way to kind of knock off the rust and get this thing going. So when you do get to training camp, you're more up to speed. And when you get to week one in September, you're not starting slow, which has been the case the past couple seasons. And historically, under John Harbaugh, that has not been the case. He's been one of the best coaches in football in September. So I think the earlier you can start, the more bodies, the more eyeballs, the more people you have in house, it can only help you.
It was funny hearing Todd Monken talk about so many mouths to feed in this offense. Is this the best supporting cast that Lamar's had in his career?
100%. And I think you can even say last year he had that too. I don't know. DeAndre Hopkins, I think if he does what he did in Kansas City, that is good enough. And I think it's better than Nelson Aguilar. And I think that that's just fine for your three spot. I know today Todd Monken said he doesn't view anyone as a number three receiver. He sees them all as one. But we know who one is. We know who two is. We know how this thing goes. But there's so many questions about the offensive line going into last season, and that worked itself out and did great, and no massive drop-offs there. You've obviously got Derrick Henry, who's just a beast every year, and Lamar is a beast every year, and they have the tight ends. This is going to be the last year for them, so this is kind of the put the foot on the gas and let's go this year, because you never know what's going to happen next year, and you got the salary contract of salary cap, and you've got the contract of Lamar Jackson next year kind of looming over your shoulders. Offensively, I don't think there's anything that can be done unless there's some sort of injury that they need to address at some point in the season. But as good as it's going to get on paper, and even going back from production, you can compare that and back that up, that they have it for this season.
We got to hear from Monk today. We always enjoy that. I'm guessing maybe this week we'll hear from Chuck Pagano, who's obviously not the defensive coordinator.
He's talking Thursday. Okay. They said that today. Yep.
Perfect. We tend to think that's a pretty significant addition, and getting him here at the very start of the offseason could be huge. What are your thoughts about that?
It can only help, right? I mean, it's another solid defensive mind that's done it at the highest level, being a head coach and successful defensive coordinator and doing that part with the Ravens. And it can only help Zach Orr. It can only help this defense, which to me is going to be the question mark of this team.
Yeah.
Not so much along the line, but, you know, in the back end, we already witnessed it with our Darius Washington. You're one injury away from being like, oh boy, well, that changes some things. And they've Trenton Simpson, here you go. We're going to put you in again. Is that going to happen? It didn't happen last year. And they've got some depth, just need guys to step up and be those depth roles in the secondary. So I think the defense as a whole will be the question mark of this team. And I was even saying today, and I know we said it last week when Mark Andrews spoke, and I get that Andrews' game in Buffalo, the fumble and then the drop of the two-point conversion wasn't great, but that defense still had to stop Josh Allen from getting in field goal range, and I don't think anyone thought that was going to happen. So it's still a defense that needs to get off the field. The offense needs to score, obviously, and step up in the postseason, and it's a defense, and that same game needs to rise to the occasion and get off the field. So I think defensively, having another sound mind that's done it and won at the highest level and done it with the Ravens can only benefit the Ravens, as long as, and I think it's fine because he did it last year, Zach Orr can handle that. And it's not easy to be a defensive coordinator and have somebody come in and help you. And obviously he proved that he was able to do that last year with DMPs.
Morgan Atzett, another excellent appearance. Thank you, as always,
Thank
for your
you
time.
Very
we
much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Adley, two-hole? Is that what we're saying?
I wouldn't bet against
it. Birthright. I think it's in his contract at this point.
You guys are so funny. All right, take care. I'm saying they're dropping him tonight.
I'd love to see it.
I'd like to see him drop him all the way to Napa.
By the way, he is
to the International League.
Remember, he's sort of going home. He's from Oregon. That's the closest team. Yes. He'll have family there.
Yes.
So that would be perfect. He'll have somebody to lean on when they drop him to the eighth
hole. He could go retrieve some of those home runs Big Dumper's going to hit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, maybe more wall sits are in his future. Thank you, Morgan.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll come back at the text of the day. Preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get into anything else, I need to offer my sincere apologies to Baltimore Baseball tonight.
I mistakenly,
out of habit, said that Infinity Sports Radio was coming up at 6, and man, was I incorrect on that. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken cut from the same cloth coming up at 6.
Orioles are trying to get a 4-game winning streak,
That's right.
Ken. They're riding their longest winning streak of the season.
Yeah,
you got to pimp BBT.
I was so distracted by the continued excellence of Morgan Atzett's appearances on the program that I just went into robot mode at we're Infinity Sports Radio every night with the game being so late.
I think Jason's going to rig the votes to get Morgan in.
I don't know how he does that.
So, yeah.
Because he couldn't prevent Jacob Calvin-Meyer from getting in, despite him not voting for him at all in the last. And we'd have that coming up, All-Star break.
Yeah, yeah.
Our next class of Hall of Famers, which is a very exclusive club.
Oh, it's the highest award you can get ever. Highest achievement.
Yeah, it's anything. Like when Ricky Bobby, they said Highlander was the greatest movie ever, won the Oscar for best movie ever. This is the greatest honor ever. Beltway Ben, let's get the text today.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text today is sponsored by Orsman Automotive, driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text today comes from Jared in Baltimore, who says, see, Adafe Owe looks a lot bigger. Could that have a negative impact on him with him being a speed rusher?
I just don't – you make your money in the open market for sacks, not for setting the edge. This one's a little weird to me.
Well, clearly he's doing it to be on the field more because the two games in which he had his lowest snap share was the playoff game, Buffalo, and the game against the Eagles. Both of those teams – tried to run the football against the Ravens. And he brought up that Buffalo game, the playoff game, as a reason for why he balked up. So we'll see. This guy's maybe if he can work with the pass rush coach, Chuck Smith, and try to get some more power moves in his repertoire. I don't know, trying to spin it that way. But look, if he somehow approaches what he did last year around double-digit sacks, it's not going to be here because they don't pay big money for edge rushers, but he will get paid. Double-digit sacks, you will get paid.
You know what's interesting? They've had two playoff games in Buffalo in the Lamar Jackson era, and in both cases, they had a pass rusher that was not on the field as much as you would have expected. The first time was Yannick Ngakoue, who they ended up they just let him go, and it was Yannick Ngakoue who didn't see the field. Shout out Bobby D. And then this time, of course, Adafe Owe, Stavius Robinson was out there more.
Wacky stuff happens in Buffalo. And that first game, that was like a windstorm.
Yeah.
A ton of COVID missed field goals.
COVID.
It was weird.
What do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have Tim Murray. We have the doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman.
Oh, MD.
We have cut from the same cloth, Ryan Ripken, and Jonas Schaefer.
Wow, very busy. It's a day off for the OTAs. Thursday, Friday, they're back on the field. Orioles and Mariners tonight, 9:40 first pitch. But coming up next, it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Don't you damn forget it. It's Bone, it's Ryan Ripken, and it's next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.